Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Pete Sepp is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, tell us about NTU.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded back in 1969 to work for lower, simpler taxes, more economic freedom, and smaller budgets at the government level.
Tell us how you do that.
We work not only as lobbyists in the halls of Congress like no one else does, we represent only taxpayers and their interests before lawmakers. We also have a grassroots presence around the country, people who are willing to pick up that phone, send that email, even go visit their state and federal and local lawmakers on behalf of limited government.
Yeah, folks, it's a great organization. I encourage you to donate time and money to them if you can. Pete, again, thank you for all the great work that you're doing. You want to give us a little bit of a tour of a little reporting, I should say, on how things are going with the Speaker of the House, and have you guys been involved in this process at all?
Well, it is an interesting race right now. It looks
have you ever
like
seen anything like it in your career? Have you ever seen the Republican House, at least, in disarray as like it is now?
Not in this level of disarray. I mean, there was, of course, some succession struggles back in the days when Newt Gingrich left and then Bob Livingston went in and
right,
he had to be removed.
He was gone, then
delay. But that looked orderly by comparison to what's going on now. And it doesn't do any good for the party that has control of Congress to air out some of these really sordid accusations about.
But is in some ways, though, isn't that an indication of the diversity of the party rather than the monolithic nature of the party? I mean, hasn't the Democrat Party become monolithic? And I'm not indicting them. I'm just saying they really kind of all sing the same song, don't they?
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah. And
isn't this
right.
an indication of diversity in the Republican Party?
Yes, to a degree. I think that if you look, for example, at the ratings of Congress that we produce that's based on every roll call vote that's taken in the House and Senate affecting taxpayers, many of the contenders for the job of Speaker had pretty similar scores. They were scoring in the 70s and 70%, 75%, graded on a curve. That's usually about a B-plus or a B. If we were to issue grades in connection with those scores. So the ideological differences are not gigantic. A lot of it is stylistic, how a speaker would keep his party unified, which votes would he stress that are most important, which pieces of legislation he'd just rather not see come to the floor of the House. Those are all important questions.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? Are we going to have a speaker? I've lost his name. What's his name?
Paul Ryan.
Yeah. I had all these other names in my head. Is Ryan going to be the next speaker?
I think so. I think that there is a greater deal of unity coming around Ryan as speaker. He's viewed as someone who could probably unite many of the differing factions based on leadership style in the party. That's really what this is coming down to more than anything else.
Isn't he kind of in the middle? I mean, he's not a Tea Party guy, but he's also not, you know, what's the word?
They call them. Sometimes they call
rhinos.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, what was the other guy's name? I was thinking from New York. There's another kind of Republican. What's the word that I was trying to use? Anyway, he's kind of in the middle, isn't he?
Yes.
And very much a pragmatist.
Yes. And I think that's born out of his experience of many years serving with the House Budget Committee. Now, of course, he's on the House Ways and Means Committee. And there you have very large committees of folks with differing priorities and agendas, and trying to pull those opinions into something that's cohesive, into a legislative blueprint that everybody mm-hmm. can get behind, that takes a lot of work. And that's something Paul Ryan's been pretty good at doing.
Well, he not only, what I like about Paul Ryan, he not only has the mental capability, and I think the leadership to do this, he has his own good ideas, doesn't he?
Yes, absolutely.
Some speakers don't have their own good ideas, they just want to be the leader.
Yeah, very, very sharp on tax reform
yep.
as well as entitlement
yep.
reform.
Yep, yep, I think so too. Hey,
yeah.
Pete, good job today. Come back soon.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Give us the website again one more time, please.
NTU.org.
National Taxpayers Union, folks, support them. I promise you, me, you'll be doing good work when you do that. Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.